Following a host of other fairy tale remakes, the movie Oz the Great and Powerful comes out this week. James Sanford of the Battle Creek Inquirer says the Disney film is a long time in the making.
Dorothy had it easy. It only took one cyclone ride to whisk her away to the Land of Oz. By comparison, Walt Disney Studios has had a much tougher time getting its act on the Yellow Brick Road. It's been more than 50 years since Walt Disney himself tried and failed to produce The Rainbow Road to Oz, starring the Mickey Mouse Club Mouseketeers. The studio issued a few Oz-themed records in the 1960s, but they did not lead to any film projects. And when the studio finally spent a fortune on the lavish return to Oz in 1985, the result was a box office disaster.
Why don't we just fly back to Kansas?
The dark mashup of L. Frank Baum's The Land of Oz and Ozma of Oz terrified much of its target audience, and has since joined Song of the South on the short list of films Disney doesn't like to talk about. Now Disney has turned to Spider-Man director and Evil Dead creator Sam Raimi to find gold in the Emerald City. Oz the Great and Powerful arrives just as the musical blockbuster Wicked is preparing to celebrate a decade on Broadway, and one year before the 75th anniversary of MGM's The Wizard of Oz. The most obvious salute to Judy Garland's version of Oz comes early on as cut-rate carnival conjurer Oscar Oz Diggs, played by James Franco, is introduced in a black-and-white prologue set in 1905 Kansas. Spirited off to Oz after he jumps in a hot air balloon that gets caught in a tornado, Diggs quickly wows self-professed good witch Theodora, played by Mila Kunis, who believes that he is the glorious savior mentioned in an ancient prophecy. Theodora, doe-eyed and slightly dopey, is easily bamboozled by Diggs, but Theodora's sister Evanora, played by Rachel Weisz, a power-hungry schemer with a talent for malicious manipulation, correctly suspects the new arrival is an opportunistic fraud.
Did it not occur to you that he might be an imposter, in league with a wicked witch and sent here to kill us?
Wicked witch, don't be ridiculous.
To prove himself, Diggs agrees to destroy the wicked witch who has all of Oz in a grip of terror. His quest leads him to the saintly, luminous enchantress Glinda, played by Michelle Williams, which in turn complicates his standing with the sorceress sisters. When it's time for him to step up and save Oz from evildoers, the phony wizard is ultimately forced to learn there's more than one way to make a little magic. Franco, who took over the part after Robert Downey Jr. bailed, is amiable and occasionally funny, although he doesn't give Diggs much in the way of depth or dimension. As for the witches, Williams smoothly undercuts Glinda's sweetly supportive nature with a few teasing hints of sensuality, while Weisz endows the no-nonsense Evanora with the barely buried impatience and carefully controlled cattiness of an overworked executive ready to seize the CEO's office. Puzzlingly, Kunis has the most mercurial role and gives the thinnest performance. Innocence, vulnerability, and vengefulness are not qualities the actress expresses easily. Neither great nor particularly powerful, the movie settles for being engaging and opulent instead, as Raimi expertly balances the jokes, shocks, and whimsy. It's superior to director Tim Burton's uneven adaptation of Alice in Wonderland. The familiar Scarecrow, Tin Man, and Cowardly Lion don't show up, and neither do Baum's lesser-known creations like The Patchwork Girl or The Hungry Tiger. The movie does, however, make maximum use of a fragile but feisty living doll known as the China Girl, with a voice provided by Joey King.
I'm not as delicate as I look!
And a comic flying monkey named Finley, with a voice provided by Zach Braff.
Oh, I see. Because I'm a monkey, I must love bananas, right? That is a vicious stereotype.
The savage, screaming, winged baboons that threaten our heroes are genuinely scary, and the digital craftsmanship used to bring these characters to life is flawless. While Oz the Great and Powerful almost certainly will not have the staying power of the original Oz books or the MGM musical, it's entertaining, eye-pleasing, and persuasive proof that Disney has finally made it over the rainbow at last. For WMUK, I'm James Sanford from the Battle Creek Inquirer.